The question was asked, does one have to trespass the holiness in order to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash? So the Talmud quotes a brisa. It says they had a tradition that when they built the second temple, how did they do it? They set up curtains on the inside and they built on the outside. So they stood outside and they were building. They were building, so that's how it says they set up. So technically they set up a secluded area with curtains, like a tent. No, I guess they set it up on the inner border of where the walls were, and then they built the walls themselves, standing outside. They didn't stand in the temple in order to build it, they stood outside. Now, it would seem... Oh, that's a great question. It's interesting that the Talmud actually discusses it. When we were learning this, the rabbi would speak about a fly hook. I didn't know what a fly hook was. He said, it's a hook that's hanging from heaven. So it's fascinating that the Talmud discusses things they didn't have in their day, right? The Talmud discusses the ability to fly over domains. Discusses whether you get defiled, whether it's holy, right? So technically, no. Yeah, there are other examples. We learned in the Chazon Ish, the Talmud discusses C-sections that we don't know of their being able to do. They spoke about a woman living past the C-section and giving birth to a second child. That's something that historically we don't know existed, but the Talmud discusses it, so it sounds like they did.